What's good, Black Star Podcast? This is your boy, Jared. And guys, I have to talk to you about this because I just thought about this. And that is the theory of divide and conquer. Now, why am I talking about dividing and conquering?
Because I want you to take a look at everything that's going on around you in the United States or in Westernized culture or in any traditional culture. And that is dividing people and conquering people. Now, I'm not talking about starting an insurrection. I'm not talking about any of this. I'm just talking about divided, we are easier to conquer than together. Now, here in the U.S., we're divided upon a lot of things. Feminism versus patriarchy. Politics, Republican versus Democrat, liberal versus conservative, gun control versus common sense guns, or two-way advocates, which I am. I'm a two-way advocate. But there is a business behind keeping people divided. In the Black community is, I don't even want to say this, masculinity versus versus feminism. But guys, I just want to say this. There is a market for keeping people divided. There's a market. Think about it like this. If they could keep us separated instead of, especially in the Black community, let me just talk about the Black community because I'm a Black man. If they can keep the Black family divided, that will keep money going into their pockets. Because let's think about it like this. Here in the Black community, Black women spend more than Black men. If there's no man in the household to help with finances or relegate finances to critical paths like investments, housing, cars, traveling, vacations, and stuff like that. That money will get spent. There are some men that do not know how to budget, but for majority wise, men know how to budget. Women typically spend more than men. You give a guy an Xbox, a house, and a car, we'd be straight. And I don't care if it's a broke down piece of junk or is a hypercar. We typically are simplistic. But keeping men and women divided, that gives corporations the opportunity to capitalize on their female market and get them to buy more. I've been thinking about this for a while because I've been looking at it. I've been looking at it from a lens of dividing and conquering in war terms. You divide the people, you get people on your side, and just say, hell, just look at what's going on with the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. I am neither. I hate the Republicans and I hate the Democrats. I'm an independent. I do not care about either party. But what they say is what I typically go for. You have Republicans trying to fight to get Trump back into the White House. And you see what's going on, what happened with Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago was raided. You have a bunch of far-right Republicans literally going up to the FBI building and literally attacking the FBI building. You have Republican, politicians calling for the defundment of the FBI. Now, 2020 election, you had the Democratic Party calling for defunding the police. Now, I'm of the mind of why. People typically have their own ideas, but most of the time those ideas are formed without being knowledgeable. When you keep information away from half of the country and the other half of the country is seeing through the bullshit that creates a divide. And when you try to tell that other side about the truth, they still believe that their thinking is correct and refuse to correct themselves. That's the same thing that's going on with modern women today. Most women are not listening to what men are saying. When we say we want femininity, these women do not listen. When we say we want natural, these women do not listen. So these women are being put in the position of having to go to work every day instead of staying at home and cooking and cleaning. Now, from what I hear from back in the day, women liked that. And then the feminist movement came out and changed all of that. So now you have a divide between men and women. And women are much more upset than they were back then. I don't know how to fix that, but I'm just bringing you this because this is actually true. But anyways, guys, please like, share, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and please support the podcast on Spotify.com. And I will see you guys on the flip side. And thank you guys for listening. And I'll see you guys later. Bye, guys.